This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Have you ever wondered, and come on, I know you have, where your credit card number goes when a big company like Target or Yahoo gets hacked? Chances are it winds up on something called the dark web, which explains how a couple of weeks ago I found myself in this very studio waiting for my guided tour of that very same dark web. Okay, so go. So here I am sitting in front of a not regular Marketplace laptop, but clearly some special thing that the IT guys have said, yes, you can mess around on the dark web with this thing. So what do I do?
Right.
That right you heard there came from Stephen Cobb. He's a senior researcher at a cybersecurity company called ESET. And the reason, by the way, that I'm using a non-Marketplace approved laptop is because you can't just Google yourself onto the dark web. And even if you could, most corporate firewalls, like, say, ours, wouldn't let you. So the first hurdle is to download a different kind of web browser.
So the Tor browser is a modified version of Firefox. It's widely used, though, by NGOs around the world who are trying to remain anonymous.
Right. And the reason I want to stay anonymous here is that, in theory, were I a bad guy, I would be going on the dark web to do nefarious things.
Yes, just to be clear, if you were a serious bad guy, you would probably also be running over what we call a virtual private network,
right.
And you'd be running a really good piece of security software.
Yeah.
But basically, you would use the search engine, and you would search for dark markets.
So the search engine here is what? I mean, it's not like I'm using Google, right? Or am I? I don't even know.
You're using a search engine, a very legitimate search engine called DuckDuckGo.
Aha.
Lower down the screen there, you can see the little icon of the duck.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a search engine that's built with privacy in mind.
Gotcha.
We're still in legitimate territory
okay. Here.
I promise nothing bad will happen when you hit return okay. Here.
So here we
search
are,
for
dark markets. And just like on the regular web, up come a bunch of search results, one of which is basically a dark markets user guide.
Top 43 markets there.
Top 43
dark
famous
web
markets,
market
daily
list.
Updates. Yes. All right. I scroll down to one that Stephen Cobb has used before. It's called Dream Market.
Yeah, go for the URL there.
URL right there, okay. He gives me a username and a password. Oh, look, they've even got a little forgot password thing here. There is one of those little CAPTCHA tests, too. A bunch of squiggly letters and numbers you have to read to prove you're not a robot.
Do we think that's a G? I'm going to guess that's a G.
I was wrong. It was a 9, but we got in eventually.
Oh, all right. Dream Market. Here I am. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you see?
Browse by category. Digital goods, drugs, drug paraphernalia, services, and other. Huh.
Right. So let's go for digital
goods. What am I shopping for? Digital goods. Okay. 61,221 of those. All right. So you can filter.
Yeah. You can see we've got a variety of things here. There may be some nudity and profanity.
There may be.
Wow. Western Australia driver's license scans. Quebec new driver's license pictures. Utility bills. Credit cards. All right. So what should I click on? Because there's a lot of stuff here.
In the search text.
Yeah.
Type the word dumps, D-U-M-P-S.
Ooh.
Dumps are the way that stolen credit cards are
packaged
for resale.
All right. And I'm applying filter here?
Go for it.
Okay.
What we're looking at is your ability to buy stolen credit card data.
Yeah, sure.
So
look at this.
Fresh dumps. The way that these are sold is sometimes as random groups. Other times they're categorized down to zip code or state.
Hmm. I've got a pop-up screen here, right? And it says credit dumps, random bins, top quality. Gives you the vendor name, ships to worldwide, ships from worldwide. Do I click on view offer?
View the offer.
I should say, by the way, here that the thumbnail, the picture here is a stack of $100 bills for whatever that's worth.
There's a product description, and you'll see assurances, you know, all cards checked live right before sending, no refunds, no replacements.
Wow.
So a bunch of disclaimers as we have on goods we purchase on Amazon about what it will and will not do.
But what's great is it says, the dumps are valid, but we can't guarantee you 100% the dumps are going to work. So, you know, it's a little bit caveat emptor here, if you will.
Indeed.
Yeah.
They're claiming these are quality dumps, though, with a high balance.
Yeah.
Let's click on the vendor name and see what people think of him or her
or her.
Whatever entity this is. And then look at ratings.
Yeah, no. So there's a bunch of 5 stars, right? And the comments go like you'd maybe expect on Amazon. Good guy. He'll work with you. Everybody's human. Just talk to him about your issues. Perfect as always. This man is the truth. Always delivers. Wow. All right. Oh, here's one. Here's a 1-star rating. Is dead. Nothing going. Fake. Shocking.
So what we're seeing is really an experience like any other online market.
It kind of is. It's kind of like regular online shopping, except you're shopping for stolen personal information or credit cards or what have you. It's kind of bizarre.
Absolutely.
So I'm just trying to I'm looking at the pricing here. So 0.006 Bitcoin at $3,500 to a Bitcoin is I can't even do the math in my head, but it's not a whole lot of money.
Right. One of the things that we've seen is a steady downward pressure on pricing because the supply keeps increasing.
Yeah.
And it is a thoroughly market-based system. It's very sensitive to pricing. If there's a large credit card breach, for example, 5 years ago, we had the announcement of the Target breach.
Yeah, yeah.
All of those stolen credit cards, millions of them, tens of millions of them, went onto the dark market, and it did produce a drop in the price per card.
Wow.
For a period of time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, then over time, the freshness of the cards declines, and so you'll often see special offers on older cards, you know, month, 2 months on after a breach. It's a great study in market pricing.
It's insane. It's really an industry, right? I mean, there's a business model. There are many business models here, right? But certainly it works, and it's an active and viable marketplace.
Absolutely. It's very much a multi-level crime. So there are people who build the markets. There are other people who go out and they steal the information that is sold there. They create the malicious code that is sold there.
Oh,
or
yeah,
in the case of other illegal goods like drugs, they get the drugs somehow.
So they are actually companies, right? I mean, it's just you saying that there are people who create the code. Of course, there's some computer programmer out there who works for, I'm just going to pick one of these, you know, seller IDs here, Bitcoin Frauder, right? And so Bitcoin Frauder employs some coder to write the ransomware code that he can then turn around and sell on the dark web.
Yes.
It's a jobs machine.
Yeah, you're correct. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and then working up a level, the platform itself, Dream Market, or whichever one of these dark websites you go to, that too is an enterprise. There are people there who hire coders and do, I don't know if quality assurance is a thing in crime, but one imagines that they do some kind of quality assurance on the products that get listed so you don't get out of business through a bad reputation, all of that stuff.
And in fact, there's a whole advertising side to it as well. So if you ever want to pursue this line of inquiry, of employment, that's a very colorful part of the market because banner ads for credit card theft tend to be quite extreme.
Man. All right, Stephen, I got to go.
Well, sir.
Thanks very much for this. I appreciate it.
Yes, just be sure to wipe your computer after we're done.
I should tell you that the IT guy is standing right here about to take it out of my hot little hand.
Thanks, Guy. That was great.
There is a whole lot on the dark web we can't show you on a family-friendly homepage like ours, but we do have some screenshots, including some of those banner ads that Stephen was talking about. It's all at marketplace.org.